Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president, founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a beautiful Northern California, actually Central California, Tuesday afternoon, More Heart Than Talent, Facebook Live. See, Ray Cataline joined us. Karen, how are you? Welcome to the call, or welcome to the live, not the call. I started this originally as a mindset call back in 1998. So a lot of history, 21 years. I see a lot of people coming up. Rob Four, Rob, good to see you. Kelly, Dr. Kelly, good to see you. Laura, good to see you. Carissa, Heather, Ashley, Michael, welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'm sitting in the Golden Mastermind office. You ever wonder what's in these closets back here? Letter jackets. That is a cedar-lined closet that was custom made by one of my millionaire apprentices, Sean Crum, who occasionally watches this. So I'm on the second floor of a 100-year-old home, looking out a beautiful window, beautiful day, Northern California, Facebook Live. So content for today is one of my favorite contents. Now, I'm going to cover the topic. The content will be different. I've covered this topic many times throughout my career. It's one of my favorite topics. It's called inner knowing. So if you've heard some of this content, you want to be able to put into application. What many people do is they focus on knowledge and content, but very little time is devoted to application. Application and integration is what creates repetition and experience, where it's done over and over and over, so that you can create an emotional situation called auto-suggestion. It's the reflex. So once you've mastered the reflexes and the emotion, specifically of letting go, then you will be letting go all of the time, so that letting go becomes a way of life, so that you don't hold on, you don't get seduced, you don't get attached, and you understand that detachment is a different metaphor. Detachment doesn't mean you don't care. It means detachment means is that you're not trying to control an outcome that hasn't happened. And we require goals and we require outcomes. We require results and benefits and products and features and services. So there's still meaning to the term attached, but in a detached state, you want to be able to not try to control an outcome. So I've been the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated going on 21 years. Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated is a byproduct of a network marketing team I once built called Golden Mastermind Group. It was the team that I became a seven-figure income earner back in 1996, 7, and 8. And my upline in that time frame was T.C. Bradley, who is often watching this live. And T.C. was the person who assisted me to take this book, Breakthrough Factor, to bestseller, two different categories on the Amazon list. TC will be speaking for me at the Protege Writer Speakers Workshop May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Stockton, California. David Harris just joined. Inga, April, Tracy, and Beth, looking forward to being in Billings, Montana with you. So a few quick announcements. This Saturday, I'm at a company event, April 6th, large company event in Palm Springs, California. Next Saturday, the 13th, I'll be in beautiful Los Angeles, California. The 20th, I will be in the Boston area in Portsmouth, New Hampshire with Abby O'Neill. Abby, congratulations on your rank advancement in your network marketing company. You are a phenomenal leader, mentor, and leader grower. April 27th, Beth Henning, who is on this call today, or is on this live today, is hosting me for number uno of at least two times this year in beautiful Missoula, Montana. Now, if you've never been to Montana, it is unequivocally God's country. It is like big sky country. Really, once you get off the plane, the majesty and the whole experience of it is just like, oh my God. So that will be where you can find any of my events this month. Now, content for today, it's very pertinent content because we're in the second quarter of the year of our Lord, 2019. I mean, 2019 is upon us. It's not 2017, 18. I mean, we're fully immersed. One-fourth of this calendar year is over. My assistant, Ray Cataline, and I were doing yesterday's, we were doing taxes yesterday for the first quarter, looking at totals, expenditures, details, system, etc., taking a look at how fast time is. Now, time is fast when you're in the flow. Time can drag when you're in resistance. So when you're in inner knowing, which is the topic for today's live, when you know, then you've separated your place from a place called, separated yourself from a space called doubt. And doubt is a very safe space that many people reside in. It's a space between fear and faith where you don't know. You do know, but you don't know. That's what doubt is. You do know and you should do, but you don't. Because if you did, it would contradict your identity. So letting go means letting go of control. And if you're attempting to control an outcome that hasn't happened, that means there's an attachment to it. And as you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, then you're not the mind-body connection to those events. Now, it's why don't I give myself permission to access my intuition, my extrasensory perception, my intellectual know-how, and those capabilities that I have within me, but I shut down because I'm not good enough. I mean, one inner knowing, your ability to know is robbed by your inability to be good enough. And if you're not good enough, then that's what doubt is. So that's how many people walk around the planet in a series of unresolved issues. And like resolving your issues, I mean, what does that even mean? It means that systematically over a period of time, you start to forgive, you start to accept, you live in gratitude. Someone asked me today, do you do a gratitude journal? I go, no, I don't. I don't devote that kind of time to it. There's nothing wrong with writing what you're grateful for. I mean, that's contexture. That's all up to you to determine and decide that. But I spend most of my time producing and relaxing. I don't spend a lot of time thinking because I know. So I know what's required of me, and I can sit down and do what I know, and I'm able to focus on what I know how to do while improving on being better for self. I'm not attempting to be better for the planet. I'm not out to be number one. I focus on being my best daily, and that I can manage. Trying to be the best is an insurmountable task that overwhelms a lot of people. Now, if you're seeking to know, and I'll spell it for you, not N-O, but this word, K-N-O-W. If you're seeking to know is to trust. So we can trust in God, source, deity, infinite intelligence, but most importantly, we also want to trust self. And we pray, and praying is good because it can bring and attract to our reality, and that kind of energy we can magnetize. And in that kind of quantum healing, we also can heal thyself. So that is knowing. But when we live in a place called doubt, it gives us permission not to perform to our capabilities. There's no, K-N-O-W. So inner knowing means internally, I self, know. Now I use a term. When you know that you know, and you know that you don't doubt what you don't know, you know. When you know that you know, and knowing, inner knowing, is a place that's intuition, and you learn to live on it. That's your limbic brain. You stop relying on the neocortex, the intellectual, analytical brain of reason. Now, if you don't know, you'll have challenges, and you'll use terms like this. I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. I don't understand why people quit. I don't understand why people drop off their auto ship. I don't understand why people buy tickets to events and don't come. Well, if you know, if you understand, then you understand predictability. And the more you understand that human beings are predictable, then you can detach from the outcomes and not put so much pressure on them and pressure on yourself by attempting to control an outcome. And as you're able to separate your feelings from events, then you're not the mind-body connection, meaning that a series of events form our meaning. And the way we create meaning out of an event, we either hold on to it, we repress it, or we let go of it. And the more you let go of events that have shaped your feelings, that have kept you feeling not good enough, now you can move into a place called consciousness. Your objective is not to be good enough. I mean, what is good enough? I mean, it's an internal feeling. It's a very overrated situation, and yet being not good enough sucks the light out of you. The objective is to be my best today. Whether that's if I go out and run 3 miles, I run 3 miles, I'll feel great about it. I don't have to time it to beat a record. Even my best, you want to learn that competition with yourself must be healthy. But if you're competing with yourself, and you never reach your standards, it's a high probability you never reach your parents' standards, and you're perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over. I have coached 60,000 hours one-on-one, 12,000 clients, and a large percent of the clients I coach transmute feelings of not being good enough. And then they're not able to access the quantum field, the Akashic records, the morphogenetic energy, or a place called consciousness. Consciousness is the warehouse of all content. And as you're able to access that content, you move into a state of no. The meaning you're able to receive and then disseminate, it comes like this, and then it's delivered like this. So when you're able to trust, when you're able to access, then sometimes you might not remember without forgetting. You didn't remember, but you didn't forget. You just didn't remember, and when you didn't remember, you can remember relatively quickly. That name's coming to me. That's knowing. But if you say, oh, it's bothering me. I can't believe. I can't remember. So if you overemphasize it, now you're in your own unresolved anger, perpetuating a set of feelings, so you can criticize self. Being critical of yourself, you can never possibly be an inner knowing, because if you're critical, you're never good enough. And looking at the content today that I wrote out for this content, so knowing, it says, I don't know. Now, it's a very common statement. This shows up in language frequently. There's two statements that I point out to my clients, and when I speak at live events, the first word is G-U-E-S-S, guess. And then there's three words, I don't know. So that's what it looks like, guess, G-U-E-S-S, guess, and I don't know. Now, there are many Americans, Canadians, Australians, the English-speaking language culture, who will insert the word guess mid-sentence. That means doubt. So I guess. And they're in the sentence structure, the word guess has no value. It's an inserted word that showcases and telegraphs anxiousness. And then the three words, I don't know, is very common. Sometimes people in the sentence with I don't know, or they'll, I don't know, they'll insert it mid-sentence saying, I don't know, telegraphing that they don't know. I mean, be attentive in the next few days, weeks, months to how many people insert the term I don't know in their sentence structure. Watch how many people say guess, probably, kinda, if I had to say, meaning uncertainty. So paradoxically, here's uncertainty and here's knowing. So if you're right-handed, which the largest percent of the population is, that is no. Yet most of society lives in uncertainty, a state of disbelief, anxiety, fear, and doubt, driven by the emotions of anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelm, feelings, grief, and apathy. And if you have been programmed or conditioned to believe that you're not good enough, then your body will run your brain, and your body will relapse before your brain does, and you'll end up in a destination you had planned to be there, a place called avoidance. You'll be procrastinating, fulfill your disappointment, and then this will always happen to you. A large percent of people who enter a new venture, a new business, they will spend a lot of their time getting ready to get ready, because the educational platform has taught them to analytically, logically, and through their left brain, study the content. And a large percent of society will get ready to get ready, avoiding what they perceive to be the conflict of success. So not to fail, they avoid succeeding so they can stay disappointed yet not know why they do it. So these emotions that typically drive I don't know are either suppressed or repressed emotions. The repressed emotions are the emotions that we don't remember. They're the emotions that we say, I had a good childhood, but my life is really screwed up. These are the feelings they say, my whole childhood was a blur. I don't remember. I don't know. And a lot of people don't know why they do what they do, but they do it over and over again. And these are called relapses, either emotional relapses that lead to anxiety, fear, and doubt, or relapses that can be even more problematic and create collateral damage, drug relapses, alcohol relapses, compulsive debting, spending, food relapses, any multitude of situations that allow you to feel bad. And once again, in feeling bad, there is no inner knowing. You're going to relapse back into familiar feelings, which typically are grief, apathy, abandonment, and rejection. And if you can't find someone to reject you, then you'll reject yourself if you're addicted to these emotions. the key to letting go, the systematic steps to letting go so that you can access consciousness, which is knowing. And when you're in knowing, now your energy is elevated. That's esteem energy. And esteem energy will attract your reality, people and situations that will foster a different set of meaning. But if your brain is taking a picture of an event and it says you're not good enough and your brain continues to hold on to this, then you'll attract your reality, people and situations, in a more frequent occlusal alignment, people and situations to fulfill those feelings, or you'll systematically make mistakes over and over so you can justify not being good enough, and then you won't know. You won't know why you do this. And that's what so many people do. They're checked out. They make mistake after mistake. That's in suppressed feelings. Suppressed feelings is the energy that you know you shouldn't do it, but you do it anyway. You're seeking attention from the outer world or the inner world. And if you can't find someone to criticize you, you'll criticize yourself, which once again cuts you off from the field of consciousness. Now, as you're starting to step through this, as you're starting to understand, as you're starting to gravitate, as you're starting to move forward, as you're starting to elevate your consciousness, you can still have a foot in doubt and start to feel that centrifugal pull. You know that you start to accept where you are, and you start to move to higher levels of consciousness, meaning that you live in trust, you live in awareness, you live in understanding, you live in knowing more frequently. And this, the gradual process of it's a breakthrough. And as you start to access this, understand this, the universe will reward you more frequently by the signs and signals. There'll be a parking space available. Someone may show up in your inbox. They may be looking for a business, a product, service, benefit, and feature. They may not buy, may not sign up for you, but it's your responsibility to understand you're not being rejected and to know that that was a sign and a clue. That's inner knowing. And in knowing, you look for these signs. You look for these clues. You're in that space of acceptance and gratitude, and you're starting to embrace the process. But if you don't embrace the process, then you'll avoid it. And if you avoid it, you're in the black and white world that you live in, good and bad, right and wrong, and indifferent and different. In this type of situation, if you continue to live in this, then you can't find consciousness. And consciousness is the access to all content. And as you learn to relax, accept, receive, and create a different flow of energy, it's not magical, it's not mythical. Through science, through the transmutation of a new set of feelings, you're starting to attract your reality, people of a different like mind of success seeker. Now, you may be in a business right now and you're attracting a low-level success seeker who's not really committed. Some of that will be due to your lack of commitment, but most of it's due to whatever country you live in, your country's lack of commitment. Most of society in all cultures will tiptoe quietly through life, arrive at their grave safely, never realizing or accessing their potential. They'll get educated, accept jobs, accept pay for jobs that are worth the jobs are worth, but not really living in their brilliance, not really accessing it. And you, my friends, are not in that space. You're here listening to me. You're listening to other speakers. You're your own set of speakers. You're writing your own content. You're moving into a higher state of consciousness. That is knowing. Knowing is trusting. What's the right thing? The right thing to say. Well, there is no right thing. It's you learn to trust, access, and then disseminate. It's all in one situation. Now, what happens to a lot of people is they get stuck up in here, and that's where the I'm really scared of making a mistake. And when you live in mistake consciousness, then you're going to attract your reality, the very situation, passive aggressive perpetrators. You'll make a mistake and say, feel bad because you don't know why you do it. Now, the value of coaching with me, if you coach with me, I'll find out relatively quickly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 calls potentially. Sometimes it takes me a year or two, whatever the situation is, but I will assist you to access, understand the events that shape the feelings that keep you not knowing. Now, once you know, that's not mythical and magical either, but once you know, now you have a centralized situation. You have a better understanding of why you do what you do. To facilitate the let go process is a longer breath cycle, changing the word choices in your sentence structure, being much more aware of what's going on in your surroundings while still being able to focus right out here in front of you, living in a relaxed body, Yeah, but that's difficult. Well, once again, that's step two. Your word choices, it's new. So, but if it's difficult and you continue to use difficult, it's another situation of I don't know. I don't know why I do it, but I do know that I'm a hardaholic and don't understand it. That's a word I coined. An H-O-L-I-C, hardaholic. And that type of person tends to lead their own strugglers hit parade, and they are noble strugglers. Once again, not knowing why they do what they do. When I know, when you chronologically understand the sequence of events in your life that led your emotionally addicted state, then you can let go of being codependent. You can let go of being emotionally addicted to a set of feelings. You can let go of the perpetrators and violators that put you in a position to be the person that you feel today. You can practice forgiveness, acceptance, gratitude, and most importantly, production. Somewhere in the whole spiritual realm, production seems to get forgotten by a lot of people because production is the results. The reason you own a business is for profit. The business will fuel your dreams if you're passionate about the business or have some level of it. So do I have to love it? Well, have to love. Your business is it's the fuel for your dream. Your business is where you create the commerce, the transactions. If you love your business, it's an asset. I mean, and if you enjoy it, or you know, if you're not resisting it and you're able to access it and you're able to derive the spiritual energy, the connection, you understand the inner game of business, you understand how to compete with yourself in a very healthy manner, and you're not competing with others, and you're able to learn the repetition in the experience. You can do it over and over and over and over so that your vocation becomes a reflex, and you also have a similar set of reflexes in life. So as you start to master your emotional skills, you can put them into application in your recovery, your business, your life, your family, because then it becomes one with. And also, in that same situation, you're able to easily separate yourself from the business so you can relax free of guilt, because you know it's not healthy. You know that guilt is a deterrent to your dreams, and you let go of it easily and effortlessly. I see Emily Wilmot joined us as one of my clients. Crystal, good to see you. Alicia Marie Sidoris, good to see you here on Facebook Live. So this is the content that will really assist you to access your limbic brain, consciousness. This is what changes who and what you attract. Attraction is a skill. It's not an accident. And attraction comes from knowing. So when you sit down to write or type, whatever the situation is, and you're recruiting and you're seeking a specific type of success seeker, well, you're able to spell it out. Sports-minded, successful entrepreneur, seek self-starter, must be money-motivated team player, ready to produce results now. Now, that's a clearly defined set of words. It's word choices with persuasion, words of persuasion with specifics about what I'm seeking to recruit to my reality. Now, you would have the same set of criteria, only you would use a different set of words when you have clarity. So inner knowing is clarity. It's vision. It's being able to see an outcome before it happens. Immediately after this Facebook Live, Ray Cataline, who is sitting right over there, will shut Facebook Live off, and he'll have one of my other drivers take him to one of the top Mustang restoration places in the world called Restomot. Of all the places, Stockton, California. I had a 2+2 Mustang done there in 2008. He's going to drive my 1983, or he's going to go over and pick up my 1983 911 Porsche. Now, that car was a 26-month restoration project back in 2005. So I've owned that car for 14 years, but I saw the outcome of what it looked like before I ever bought it. I test drove that car, a car similar to that, in 1985, and I buy a car similar to that in 2005, then the restoration 26 months. I knew the outcome before it happened. I knew it. I know. I knew exactly what that was going to look like. Now, when you come from that space, that is power. That is esteem. That is certainty. There's no doubt in that. And when that space is accessible to all, as you separate your feelings from events and let go. When you are no longer the mind-body connection. Now, what that means is that your brain and body are in alignment. Your body's not running your brain. And body runs brain. Brain follows body because body is addicted to the feelings, the flex, flinch feelings before whatever. It's like your body senses danger and goes into fight or flight. So if you perceive prospecting to be painful or dangerous, you're going to get in trouble, make a mistake, offend someone, get rejected, get abandoned, and your body's sending these signals and your brain goes, so your body goes into fight or flight first, then the mouth moves. Now, as you start to understand the context and the meaning, and you know why you do that, now you can begin the separation process. And for those of you who are watching live today, and you deserve to seek, deserve some free content on why you do what you do, contact me, or if you want to hire me, contact me in my Facebook Messenger, and I'll be back to you relatively quickly, like in a few hours or so. I'm very inspired to host my second year of Facebook Live. I started this process in 2018. I moved the More Heart Than Talent Mindset call from a 10:30 Eastern call to a half-hour call, then eventually moved it to right here, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This call is this live is recorded, and it's available as a podcast on my website at www.goldenmastermind.com. So looking forward to being in your city very soon, Los Angeles, California. That would be April 13th. I'm speaking with Brittany Cara, a very, very successful social activist and part of the medical freedom movement, and Deanna Smith, a very successful life coach who was once an actress and a top-tier real estate agent in Los Angeles, California. So myself and two other successful, exceptional women will be sharing the stage in Los Angeles, California, April 20th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire with Abby O'Neill, and April 27th, my first trip to Montana in 3 years. I am inspired. So being a Midwestern boy from Iowa and Missouri, getting to go back to Montana, one of my dreams. So if you want to hop on a plane and come to Billings, Montana, I unequivocally would endorse it. Beth Henning, thank you for all the referrals and hosting that event for me. And Kim Players, good to see you. T.C. Bradley, I mentioned you earlier in today's call. For those of you who don't know who T.C. Bradley is, T.C. unequivocally is a top-tier promoter, and he can assist you to take your book to bestseller. This book right here, Breakthrough Factor, T.C. facilitated that. He will be facilitating my next book called The Esteem Factor. So Jeffrey Combs wrapping it up here on Facebook Live, April 2nd, 2019. You have a great day.